the psukim here in our parasha, Perikov Tes, Pasuk Ches, and Perikov Tes, Pasuk Chof Ches, there's two psukim that are connected. In Chof Tes Yud Ches, it says, they talk about a guy, Vizbarach Bilvovo Leimar, Leimar, Shalom Yili, Ki Bishmirus Libi Eilech. Bishmirus Libi Eilech. Don't go after his heart. The guy says, Shalom Yili, I'm going to go after my heart. So the Pashat, that is type or whatever, but we'll see how the Shalom comes to type. And then, in Chof Tes Chof Ches, the Pasuk says, Amistaris Lashem Elekeinu, Vanigla Yisalanu Lubanenu Ad Oilam Lasais. It's called Adivrat Erazis. So the Shalom Kodesh says a very interesting thing. Shamati Biur, I doubt that he means it out there, Chamshah, but Shamati Biur, Meparshas Netzovim, when it says, Penyesh Behem Ish, Aisha, yeah, that is this person who's the spark of Elohim, Shalom Yili. So he says, what does it mean? Kibishrius Libi Eilech, Shehainyan Hu, Sheoimer, a guy says, Mali Tzari Tzarech, Bekiyum HaMitzvah, Bemaisa, Daili Be'iyunu Bahaskolo, Bahasoga Ruchni, Samitzvah, Bahavonas Alev. Libi Rohar Bechoch. A guy will come along and say, it's enough that the point of Torah is to make you, of mitzvahs, is to make you into a better person, to understand the depths of the riyah of the Eibishter. I understand the depths and the reason of everything else. Once I understand the reason, and then I've attained the oymik of what can one can be masig in what the mitzvahs are, where the mitzvahs are coming from, which is obviously a toast because you can't, but he'll say that, right? But if one thinks that, okay, then that should, in some way, I don't have to do it. It's enough. Kibishvirus libi eilech, it's enough what I did in my heart. Right? A cardiac Jew. Right? And that, the Pasuk says, Hanistaros l'Hashem elikeinu. Einu ani yoytze, you're not yoytze, Hanistaros l'Hashem elikeinu. The Nistaros, you're not the Yitzhak by knowing the Nistaros. You're not the Yitzhak by knowing the Yisaitis. A, you're not the Yitzhak. Gam, not to mention the fact, he ain't called Nistri or Dua Lana Rach Hashem Elokeinu. That's only the Abish that knows these things. So what's our El Iker HaChiyuv HaMutal Aleinu? Yeah, but what's the Chiyuv that's Mutal on us? Hu HaNiglois, Lasa is Kechol Divrei HaTorazos. That's the second boss. There's no Mahalach of Yishvirus Libi Eilech that you'll do things because that you don't have to do it because you're into the aimic of the whole thing and you're nisala, you're a very highly spiritual person, right? You're a highly spiritual person. So he says, that's not the point and that's not enough and that's not what the Torah wants from you. The Torah wants lasais is called divrei HaTorah hazais. Not b'shriru sleepy, but lasais is called divrei HaTorah hazais. So al pneihem, he's saying the Dover Poshet, right? That you're mechuyev in Ramach Shasa, you're mechuyev in Ramach Mitzvah in Shasa Mitzvah Sloisa. I said the idea is to be mekayim them, right? The idea is to be mekayim them, and that you're not yoytze. You're not yoytze with the mere understanding of them, of the depths of them, which is definitely true. You're not, but there has to be a bigger depth to what he's saying. I think there's a gemisa oimik. Why is that? That the shayrish of it is something that is a very basic yisoid, and it's also a very relevant yisoid. Now, there's a yisoid gadol. We have to learn up a shtick in the Alter Mikelim. A yisoid gadol in the ksavim of the Alter Mikelim is this yisoid. He mentions it in a few places. This is in Kochim Musar Maimer Lamed Ches. We'll see what he says, and then we'll touch it up. V'tiru dover nifla, asher al pi ze yizbarer lanu kayach ha-nefesh. You want to understand the kayach ha-nefesh of what the kayach a person has and what a person is meant to do. He calls it dover nifla, asher yizbarer lanu kayach ha-nefesh. So something that's worth understanding. Right. He asks this simple question: Lama lo yafachet odom b'teva min ha-movis? Why aren't people b'teva? Why don't people walk around b'teva being terrified of dying? Okay, people think I'm old. Like, why don't you have a pachat? He says, for example, chukas achayim. Everyone has a chukas achayim. Everybody wants to live. You're more worried about what are you going to have for lunch, or somebody's worried, what will I have for lunch? Will I have for lunch? Whatever it is, then misa. Even though lechayri you have a very strong chukas achay, so he says a very basic hesber, which the hesber needs a little tesefus, but it's a very good thing to say. Aval ha'inyan hu kach. Ki hergesh hachushim, what he's going to say, hergesh hachushim chazok harbe yaiser mi hergesh haseichel ve'oit shele yotzel apay. There's a person that's born, there's two things. There's your instincts, there's chushim, your senses, what you sense in reality. You smell something real, you see something in front of you, physical, right? You hear something that's there, something that's physical, that you see it in Matthias. And then there's seichel. There's seichel, there's what you understand. So I'll read it inside in a second, you'll understand. I'll just go hakdama. So the developmental process of a person is as follows. When a person is born, the shaylat is his chushim. The shaylat is eat. So whatever you see, that's what it is. The seichel isn't, not only is the seichel not, as it develops, it's not shaylat on the chushim. On the contrary, the chushim are in control. The senses are in control. The seichel can make cheshbonos and these things, right? If the motivating factor, the driving force is what you see, what you hear, what you smell, right? So I smell a good hamburger coming someplace, right? So the seichel will be, now, how do I get that hamburger to me, right? So then, that's what the seichel, in service of the chush, will go and make that you should figure out how to use it, how to do that, so that the seichel is working for the chush. The seichel is working for the chush, meaning the seichel gives a lot more koyach to the chushim to be able to go baser the chushim because of all the cheshbonos that it can make to realize bigger, to get it better, to get it more, to get it faster, whatever it is. However, a person is meant to grow. And a person gets to a point where the seichel is the dominant thing in the person. So I understand that kach v'kach is what's supposed to be. And then the tachlis, the game plan is that the seichel is shaylet on the chushim. Meaning, how does that happen? That what I see, this is what I see in my mind, right? I understand it so deeply in seichel, and it becomes so much a part of me that it becomes to me a reality. Once what I understand in seichel becomes to me a real thing, it's like a physical thing to me, right? What I understand in seichel becomes to me a real thing, so then the chushim kick in. So it's a real thing. You can smell it, you can hear it, you can everything else. It's a real thing. It's called, how does one do that? It's called the kayach adimin. Person's kayach to be mitzayer, to draw in his mind a picture, to picture something, is it real? To picture something. If you picture it, then it's a reality, so it's no different than if you see something there of through your seichel, it's a clarity in your mind that governs you, that you see that, and that's what it is. But that's called the seichel being shaylet. He says like this. Inyan kachu ki hergish hachushim chazok harbe yoiser mihergish haseichel v'oit shele yotza lapoyel. Until the seichel came lapoyel, the hergish is much stronger. V'lochein haseichel mitchilosoi kofuf v'nichla lachushim. And the seichel is kofuf to the chushim. What lavoid b'haskolosoi to with the seichel to use it to do avoidas hachushim achomrim l'tavosoi v'chefzoi. Right, to allow him to attain, right, what they are, better, faster, more. That's until the koyach of the seichel comes lapoyel to be dominant. Then already it becomes much stronger al yidei seichel. Why? Ki yemusogim rabim hema. In seichel, it's not limited to what's in your immediate surrounding. You think and when you develop all kinds of things, and the chushim now that those things become a reality, and then you feel them, and the feeling them brings you to do things more. The when they'll see both Masha'enke Lamisha Kayach Sikhloi Roz Vidal, or for somebody who was paid to say Khalishmach, Botalu Behergeshe Achushim. Asha'yon Velayah, then it's bottled to the Hergeshe Achushim. And the Hergeshe Achushim, the sense that, that they're very, very powerful, right? Asha'yon Velayah Lo Yishbois. Now, Chushim, the senses can only sense something that is real, that, that's physically Metzias, right? So he says a very simple thing. The Chushim, to eat. You want to eat now. The hunger is a real thing. Right? Hunger is a real thing. You can sense the hunger. Right? That's the Chushim can sense the hunger. A person doesn't have food. A person smells food, you want food. Right? A person can't sense death because he's alive. Right? A person can't sense that. So pure Chushim have no shaykhis to death. Because you can't be chosh that. You can't be chosh that. That's why, if left to the chushim, right, if left to the chushim, you will have a you will be more concerned with what are you going to have for lunch today, right, than you will of dying. Because it's not chushit, it's not real to you. The dying is not something real that you could see, hear, feel. But if you're mashlet the seichel, and you learn up the Chazals and your Mizbayin, and again, you have to think, Nabuch. You have to think. It doesn't come by itself. If you think in your Mizbayin and you figure out what are you here, the whole, what are you here for, Al-Pi Chazal, Al-Pi Torah. So then you know there's a Yaskil, a Yom HaMisa. So Al-Pi the Seichel, the dying becomes a very real thing. If what the Torah says is real, and there's a Yom HaMisa, and you have to be Seichel to Yom HaMisa, and it brings you to tshuva, being Seichel to Yom HaMisa, becomes a real thing, right? So you can picture dying. Once the picture of dying so through the Hezbainan is the picture of Yom HaMisa becomes so clear, right? So then if it's very clear, right, put it this way, if there was somebody standing next to you with a gun ready to shoot you in the head, you'd have a pachat, right? You'd have a pachat, okay? So substitute the malach hamavos for the thing, and it's coming sooner, it's coming later, achmeh ve'esrim, but to envision a Yom HaMisa, the idea of a Yom HaMisa is so ingrained and so clear in the seichel that it's real. If it's real, then it generates a reaction like if it were here and it's physical, would generate. What is that? It generates a pacha. But why doesn't it? Because it's not real. Not because you don't understand it. You could understand it to the nth degree. But if you haven't internalized it, and you don't think about things, and make it a part of you, and it doesn't become real, the understanding is worthless. Because if it doesn't become real, it has no ashpah. You know. That's what he says. Mashenke, he says, so he says, the chushim have no hergish in something that they have no shaychus to. B'dover she'ayin lo tira v'ayzen lo tishma'eyu. Right? Ki lo yergishu hachushim b'moves, ki heim chayim v'lo yimeisim. They don't have that intrinsic thing. V'isha says sichle, if his seichel is bottled to the hergishim, he'll never feel it. And only something that's b'chush, something that's real here, physical. The person that the seichel subjugates, the seichel is in control of the chushim. That means the seichel has the power to make things so clear and so borer to you that it's clear and you see it in front of you. It's like something you would physically see. Then the chushim kick in. So then the person who thinks about it will realize there is an Olam Haba, and Olam Haba means that you're good, yeah. V'lochein ha-chachomim asher kfar hoitziyu sichlom la-poyol al-yidei ha-seichol pochadu mimoves, k'moy shekosav shuv yoy mechad lifnei misoscha. V'adrab ha-chushim ha-yolohem le-ezer le-sichlom le-chazik ha-pachad. It was so real by them that fakert ha-chushim kick in and it's mechazik the pachad of the yoy mamoves. Ki hergesh ha-chush chozok. Uman, and then he touches up the Divrei Chazal, which is beautiful what he says on Pisa. He says, Ezu Chacham, I don't say Amevi is Hanaylat. Ezu Chacham Haroye is Hanaylat. The Chacham is the person who can understand the implications of what he's doing. That, you know, it's not enough, yeah, I understand if you do kach v'kach, there's an avera, this is an avera. If I come late, it's wrong. If I whatever I do, it's what I understand everything. Okay, so therefore, you're done. You can understand you did everything you meant to do. You meant to live here. So everything's meant to bring to Yiras Shamayim. Everything's meant to bring to Yiras Shamayim. If you're Roya Esandayel, it's a reality to you. You see it in front of your eyes. That the Seichel conjures up with the Kayach HaDimin of a person, the Kayach HaTzira of a person, brings it as a reality to you of something. Then, if it's real, then the Chushim are subject to the Seichel. And then it brings you to a real Yira. It brings you to a real Yira. And we know that. What you see, B'chush, is only what's real to you. I'll give you an example, not from Halacha, and an example from Halacha. Example not from Halacha. There's advertising. Advertising is the biggest thing that plays on Chushim. That it is to see the power and the vanity of people and the power of Chushim. So, in the days when people were smoking, right? So they used to advertise, when I was a kid, they used to advertise Marlboro cigarettes. There was the Marlboro man, a cowboy on a horse. And tell me something. In the world, there's some stupid guy on a horse with a hat on his head have to do with Marlboro cigarettes. Want to advertise the cigarettes? Say, yeah, the cigarettes are good. And then what's the impression? Because you see this guy, you think, oh, he's a whoever, right? He's a guy, right? If I smoke these cigarettes, I'm going to be that guy, right? Or if you see the advertisement, they're selling you a drink. But whatever the drink is, and the background is, yeah, a beach, the sun, waves, and everything else. Nifla ma'ayd. What does this moldy drink have to do with the beach? Nothing. Right? But the chushim kick in, and the impression that it makes on you is, you associate that, because that's what you see. That's what you see, and you associate that. Yeah, until, you know, after you buy it, and then you hope. But that's the koyach. That's this koyach hatzir, this koyach hadimin. That's a koyach hatzir. I'll show you in halacha. There's a gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Chazal say minayin l'shnayim shebo'u l'din. Two people come to din, an usher and an ani. Right? The usher is dressed in his designer suit, right? And the ani is dressed in his shmatas, right? Echad lovish smartutin, literally shmatas. Echad lovish itzil is basmeya mon. And this guy's wearing a fancy gvirisha beggar. So the din is, you tell the gvir, oy lovish kemoisai, oy halbishayu kemoisai. Either give the oni a beggar like yours, to even the playing field, right? Or put on shmatas like the oni. Why? Because, how do I know that you have to do that? Talmud Leimer, Mitzvah Sheker Tirchok. Meaning, because the Leiv Hadayin is all to be done. If you leave it this way, there's the Gvir and the Ani, the Leiv Hadayin is all to be noita to the Gvir, because the Gvir is there and it's the Labasman. Fetzich Hashayim. The Dayan knows, obviously the Dayan knows, he's telling him put on both the same thing, right? You know who's the Gvir and who's the Ani. So what difference is they going to make if they're both wearing shmatas or both wearing a Hugo Boss? What difference does it make? You know this guy's the usher and this guy's the Ani. So now they'll be dressed equal, but you still know that they came in like that. You still know that this guy's the usher and this guy's the Ani. But you don't see it. But you don't see it. The chush, the reality. First, act to be what you see. Murder the Gemara, otherwise the Pasha has no touch. And there's no bridge. That's the idea. Now that's the oimek. That's the oimek of what the Shalosh says also. Avad, it's true, you have to do the mitzvahs and not the thing. But what does that mean? What's the aside of it? What's it telling us? You can understand 100%. Shri Rus Levi is, you understand 100% the oimek of what everything is. I understand what the Amish there wants from you. That's beautiful that you understand, except for the fact that you can't do that either. You can't understand it fully. But you could, let's say. You understand, but what are you here for? You're here for to make the world, to be Marbek Chayt Shamayim in the world. Right? What you have in your head is in your head. It's not in the world. Right? What you have in the world, what you're being to be Mashpia, a Shefa of Kedusha in yourself, through being Mekadosh Yirei Varim and Gidim, with Ramach Shasa, and thereby with the thing of being Mekadosh the world, it has to be that the what you understand becomes such a reality to you. You have to understand. You have to understand what is they. Why am I here? What did the Eibishter do? Not to do things by rote, and not to do things mitzvah sanoshim alu mother, just to do things like a robot without knowing what you're doing. Without knowing what you're doing. Avadli, you have to delve with understanding them. But the purpose isn't okay, I understand that. The purpose is I delve into it enough and I'm misbein and realistically enough that it becomes a reality to me. If it's a reality to me, then what does it mean? My whole being is here to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. Right? If somebody was here, and not to be overly Averis, if somebody was here, if there was a Melech here saying, listen, I granted you the right to be in my domain, right? And you, at a physical Melech over here, you can have Kol Tuv Sheba Olam, you can be Zeiche, to Tanuge Olam Haba. This is what you have to do, this is what you are here for. If the guy's standing in front of you telling that Melech, not bad, you'll do it, right? Certainly if you have the Einish part, and if you don't, right, there's Brachas and Klolas, right, there's Tadachas. Right, so then of course you'll do it. You know that the outcome of doing it is this, the outcome, and it's a reality because all right, the guy standing over here, right? The guy standing over here with the carrot and the stick, he's gonna give you the reward if you do this, and he's gonna beat you if you do the other thing. So of course you're gonna do that. No question you'll do that. But if you're a Shrirus Libi person, if you were a real person, it's a real person, but that's the caveat, it's a real person. But if it's not, if you're a Shrivus Levi person, you understand everything in Seichel, but the Seichel isn't a reality to you. It's not, you haven't made it the full understanding, this is what you're here for, at Kedei, that it should pile a yira on you now, and it should be real, and therefore it makes you do anything now. What you're here is for to do, what you, the Seichel is meant to dominate the Chushim and explain to you the reality of what you are is not what you see. What you see in the physical world, the reality of what, that's even not the reality. The reality of what you are is what you understand. But to do that, you have to understand it to the extent and internalize it to the extent that it's a reality to you. If it's a reality, it's mafil d'chushim. Al yidei that, you do it. That has to be al yidei lasois. The seichel part has to bring to a lasis, and that's how you take the kayachatzir, the kayachadimin, of viewing it as a reality. Now, if such a thing is said regarding Torah mitzvahs bechlal, alachas kama v'kama, it applies to the avodah of El and Yom Neroi. El and Yom Neroi is meant to bring amberidika here. Again, the pashta thing, right? The pashta thing. If there was a mishpat, if you had a mishpat in the Supreme Court, so I'm not in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael it's a joke and nothing helps because there are a bunch of kaifim anyway, but whatever it is. But if you have a mishpat by a melech, a just king, where justice is actually, where the justice is, exists in the justices, right? But you have a thing, you have a serious, serious court case. How much beforehand are you going to start preparing for it? Like, everything is riding. It's a life and death situation, right? You are risking a death sentence. It carries a death sentence. You're risking this. How much are you going to prepare for the court? You'll be tittering the whole time. You'll be tittering the whole time. It brings, because if you see it as real, it brings you to a year. So they all ask, and they all answer the same thing. It's a pella. There used to be... Shalom Shvadron brings a few interesting, they all bring it, but he did that so very interesting tziurim that he brings. He says, he writes, he still remembers the pachad that there used to be for El. He brings a couple of interesting tziurim. He says, he still remembers Zachaseh Shel Imoy, when his mother screaming, Asher Yotzu Mikirois Libo, came from the depths of her heart, which was Sofuk B'ir HaShemayim U'Bei Masadin. Every time she saw him, as even as a kid, like doing Narishkeit and during Elul, she said, it's El, okay. Okay, that's those days. Right? Kolema Shiros Oisa Mishtoiviv to be a Shavav, the Mei Yaldusa Bechaydesh Elul. She couldn't understand, how are you not sittering? Even the Dogim Shebiyam Aroyed Bechaydesh Elul. How could you not sit there? Okay? That was the Hasoga of a lady then. Right? Of a lady then. Then he brought that one of the people in Batei Netan, that's one of the neighborhoods here in Yerushalayim, the old neighborhoods, how Rabbi Tzvi Leib Petterberger, when Sof Yomav was in Eretz Yisrael, when he got in on the Shabbos Mevorchim, he got up, he gave a bang, he was machriz, Onu mekablam al atzmeinu eso elul hakotu sholcho. Right, we're mekabal on ourselves, ha'elika elul of the Eibishter, and the people were goyim b'pchi v'nachal dimo ha'yanir v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v' is he brought from Shama Mitalmid, I don't know which war this is, Shama Mitalmid Yeshivas Mir. I don't know if it's one here in the Mir in the 50s, talking about the Second World War, or someone on Alter Mir talking about the First War. Sheshama Me'echad Halaimdim B'Yeshiva, he heard, a Talmud of the Mir said he heard from one of the Halaimdim in the Yeshiva, Shehu Ha'ivin Ad Kama Godol Pachad Hadin, how did he understand how big the Pachad, this Talmud in Mir was saying how he understood by his father how big the Pachad of the Emes Hadin was, because his father was describing him during the war, the bombing. They were bombing from alle Seiten. There were bombs flying, falling from all sides. Right? And his father used to tell him, and the pachad was so big, it was almost like the pachad of Ne'ilah. Oh, get the mashal and the nimshal here. There's bombs flying, sakanas nefashis. Right? And this person is saying, it was such a tremendous pachad that we had. It was like the pachad of Ne'ila. That's how real. So how come they have all that and we? We're holding a few days before Rosh Hashanah. What happened? It's not because we don't understand. Everybody can have their Musa Seder. Everybody can go through their share of Michtam Eliyos, Ipsichayim, whatever you want to get all the Yesaidis, but it's all cerebral. It's all in your head. Right? It's not real. To them, Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, Mitzvahs, Averis, it was real. Right? The world was given, the dogma of a court here is given for us just Malchusad Arka, Malchusad Rakiya, just given to us to have a dimion to understand what's going on by the Eibishter, and that is our reality, and to be able to have an achiza in it, we have these things in this world. But by us, we take what's meant to be a dogma, to be a mashal for that, and make that into the Iker, and the mashal remains something in Seichel. If it remains something in Seichel, then it has no hashpo. That's how we could be here without a pachad. How many elves go by? Right, how many anything? Yeah, you know, and you feel good for, and you kipper for a few minutes, you klop al chetz, and then you think, okay, I did what I did. What was there? Yerushalayim was there, and Emes Hadin. There's a din on Rosh Hashanah. There's a din, right? Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Avos, Psuchim. There's a din. If you had a court case, you'd go and you know your life literally depends on this court case. How could you not be afraid? How could we not be afraid? I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to me. Also, how could we not be afraid? The Teretz is because that's all lomdus. That's all lomdus. It's not real. It's not real. The court case is real. If I get the hazmanah to the court case, I get the summons and I have to go, and then there's the court case. Okay. What are you going to do then? You're going to hire the best lawyer. You're going to find out this side and that side. You're going to make sure you're clean. We should have that pachat for the Yemas Adin, and the Yemas Adin should be Mechayiv Tshuva. That's what El is about, Pats. And it's interesting, you're not to see over the Diyuk Halach, it's a deal, it's pretty clear. In one of the letters of Yisrael Salanter in our Yisrael, that we refer to Yomim Dairayim as Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he referred to all of them. He wrote a letter, like Dalet Hey El, and he referred to it as Hayomim, he talked about the time when. The date where he was then, Hayomim Hanoyroim Ho'ele. It's all Yom Neroim. What's all Yom Neroim? Neroim is meant to bring Moira. Yom Neroim are meant to bring Yira. A Yira. V'chein tein pachtecha. They're meant to bring a Yira for the Hashem. Be afraid. It's real. Be afraid. And Yerushalayim Agav, pachad is not meant to be paralyzing. Pachad is meant to be motivating. You don't get paralyzed by the pachad. Okay, forget it, I can't do anything, right? No. Yerushalayim, pachad is the Eibishter put me. Look what I've done and veered from what the Eibishter put me here, and that's real, right? If a melech, a physical melech, put me here to do something and I messed up, and the melech's here and I have to see the melech in a week and go through the whole cheshbon of what happened since the last time I saw the melech, it's not going to be pretty unless I fix things up, right? So that's a melech basav adam. What about the Rebbeinu Shlomo? It's meant to bring a pachad. And the pachad is meant to be motivated. That pachad should bring you to think. What are you here for? What did the Eibishter want from you? How far are we holding from that? And what can we and should we do to be mesaken? It's not too late. We still didn't get to the last week's mashal. Only the donkey's the one. Only the deferred is the one. On the day of the smuggling still isn't a pachad. It's not too late to chop a little bit of a pachad. Think. There's a Yom HaDin. Be prepared for a Yom HaDin. You should have a chen that realize that we're asking, we're begging the Rebbe of a chen tein pachlecha. Why do you want pachad? Why do we want yira? Because yira is what makes us do what we're supposed to do. The yira to realize what you're here for and what the consequences are. It's a yira of a Rebbe's also. The Eibishter is so big that he put us here and gave so much, and it's all contingent upon us doing kach v'kach v'kach. How could you not do that? And if you didn't, how could you not return to doing that? That's our avoda. And if we do internalize it, if we're not mishrirus libi people, we're people that it brings you, that you mashlit the seichel as a reality on the chushim, and it brings you to a pachad, then amir tz Hashem, we can be zeichen de yom adin.